songs empty praise. You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's all too clear. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your Tuesday to join me. Greetings. God bless you. Everyone is tuned in at 7 a.m. on WMIE or 8:45 in the evening on WMIE. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day. Also, for those on 1510 a.m., WWBC and 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM. At 11:45 in the morning. Thanks for taking the time to tune in here today. You are tuned in to WGOD Radio, where God is always broadcasting. You're going to hear, now this is part two of this message I preached about 2 weeks ago. It's the last sermon in this series that's been going on since the first weekend in April. We're finally wrapping up the book of Revelation. So the end. Or else we could call this Whosoever Will. It's a sign I can imagine. Well, it's a verse I can imagine hanging on a sign on the gates of heaven. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Salvation is available to you, to everyone today. And let me add, as many as the Lord will call. So that's what we're looking at here. We're wrapping up chapters 21 and 22 here this week. Next week, we'll be listening to my sermon I just preached the other day, and that is, so you're an agnostic, are you? But here today, let's get to part two now of this message, Whosoever Will.
Pharmakia, he means all drug users, pharmaceutical drugs. Idolaters, that's anyone who worships or puts anything above God or in your worship of God. And all liars. Funny, that word is an adjective. In a room full of nouns. I translated that in my Bible, all who are false. Noun, adjective. Funny, Holy Spirit blew me away with that one when I first saw that as a Bible translator. Why is there an adjective with all these nouns? All who are false. I guess that would say hypocrite, right? Hypocrite, someone that's false. Someone that has a face on a mask. And they pretend to be someone that they're not. What the Bible writers here is saying, everyone who pretends to be something that they're not will have their part in the lake of fire. Which burns all life, they have the part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, maybe you say, but I still do a lot of these things on this list. Again, 2 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5. Examine, or I've translated that, scrutinize yourself. Do a checkup from the neck up. Why don't you go look in the mirror? Examine yourself against the word of God. Scrutinize yourself as to whether or not you are of the faith. Test your own selves. Do you love what God loves? Do you hate what God hates? Do you hate sin? I didn't say, are you perfect? I said, do you hate sin? Do you do what Peter did when Peter sinned? He went out and he wept bitterly. Maybe you say, I still do a lot of these things. Then you've missed it. The whole idea of what church is, it's found in its Greek name. The name of church is ekklesia. Ek is a preposition that means called, or actually, excuse me, it means out of and out. And the word klesis means called. The word church means the called out ones. This is what church means. Like when you read in 2 Corinthians 3:17, when God says, come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not what is unclean and I will receive you. That's what church means. You can't keep on sinning and be a member of the church. You've missed it. God's called you out of that. This is what it means to be a member of the church. I didn't say you don't ever sin anymore. I'm saying you don't commit sin as a lifestyle anymore, like found in this group. You can't be a member of the church and be part of this group. Murderer. Abominable. And unbeliever. Let's simple it down to that. How can you be an unbeliever and be a member of the church? How can you, that's sexually immoral. That is any kind of sexual intimacy outside of marriage. Everyone wants to point a bony old finger at the poor homosexual. This is any kind of sexual relations outside of marriage. Is right there in the same boat. Any kind of sex, any sex outside of marriage is immoral according to the word of God. And all liars or all who are false. You can read too, I forget, it's Matthew 24 or 25. It says, when he comes back, he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. All who pretend to be something. In this case, it's those who pretend to be Christian and are not. How can you tell? Do you love what God loves? Have you called on the name of the Lord to be saved? Right? Right? Do you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord? Is he your Lord? Are you better this year than you were last year? Are you doing better? Do you hate sin more this year than you did last year? Let's move on here. Now, regarding the second death, remember we just saw here, it said they'll have their part with a lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Regarding the second death, let me ask the question, if the first death didn't kill you, why do you assume the second one will? Suicide is so stylish today. Unbelievers take their own lives, and they think when you kill you and take your own life that that's it. Everyone who dies once is going to be raised up again and stand like we looked at last week, right? Death and Hades give up the dead which are in them. The sea gives up the dead which is in it. And it's going to cough everyone up to stand before the great white throne. And if your name's not found written in the book of life, you will face the second death. But don't think that's any more death than the first one is. Because you still, it says in this text here, they will suffer torment forever and ever. There is no winking out. And as much as the Pope wants you to believe, there is a hell. And all unbelievers will go there. Okay, let's move on. Verse 9, then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked to me, said, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. Imagine this. Just picture this as I'm reading it to you. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. And he showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels. Okay, notice all the 12s now. I've counted 7 in what's coming up. She had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and the names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. Now, the wall of the city had 12 foundations. That's 4. And on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. He who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. So this city, your new home, is a 1,500-mile square city. And the walls, 216 feet high. Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits. All right, how do you get 144? 12 times 12 is 144. So that one really counts as 2. So excuse me, that's 8 times. 8 times we see that number. 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man. Now, a cubit is 18 inches, foot and a half. Interesting, he says, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. The construction of its wall is jasper, and the city is pure gold, like clear glass. This is where these songwriters get this from. And now, here's the rest of chapter 21. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM, and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack. a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This live teaching